So Rav, we can read the next articles that appear in our study materials for today. We have Rabash, the need for love of friends. We can read that, or the article that you talked about in the beginning of the lesson, the matter of an environment.
I don't know what to do with the connection we have between us here. So bad. Maybe we can meet in the middle of the day, maybe during our noon lesson, and answer all the questions then. Maybe it will be less, maybe the lines will be less loaded, or maybe it's because we have so many entrances. Maybe our friends around the world have experts, who can help us with this problem. We just need to see that this is not going to change tomorrow. We have to deal with it. The Creator has placed these things before us, and we have to treat it like a disturbance, and patiently and seriously. See everything.
Rav, yesterday in the evening lesson, you advised maybe to lower the videos. I don't know if that will help.
I don't know. You should try all the options. I don't need to see these faces. Yeah? It doesn't add anything to me. If I can hear the voice of a friend who is asking, and I answer, what do I need the face for? Maybe it's taking up too much bandwidth. I don't know. Check these things out, please.
Look. So we will read in the writings of Rabash the article, The Need for Love of Friends.
We seemingly keep going back again to the society, to love of friends, but there's no other way, no choice. Everything happens there. Whether we want to hear it or not, everything is taking place there, so we should not get away from this topic. We should look at it as if we're seeing it with fresh eyes for the first time, because we see that till the end of correction, we will discover that the connection between us is what brings us, it lets us enter deeper.
Before we start reading the article, we want to renew our intention for connection, for prayer for the friends, and to bring contentment to the Creator. So if possible, a few seconds before we start reading the article, we can all be in one common intention, all the friends around the world. Again, friends, let's renew our intention for connection, for prayer, for the connection, to bring contentment to the Creator. We'll all aim ourselves together in one common intention, and then read this article. We are reading in the readings of Rabash, volume 1, the article, The Need for Love of Friends. There are many merits to it. One, it brings one out of self-love to love others. It is as Rabbi Akiva said, love your friend as yourself is the great rule of the Torah, since by this he can come to love the Creator. However, we should know that loving others or working for the sake of others is not the purpose of creation, as the secular understand it. The world was not created for one to do good to another. Rather, the world was created for each one to receive pleasure from oneself, saying that we must work for the sake of others is only the correction of creation, not the purpose of creation. The matter of the correction is that in order to prevent the matter of shame, there was a correction of bestowal, which is the only way for the creatures to receive the complete delight and pleasure for themselves without the flaw of shame. In that regard, we should interpret what the Zohar says about the verse, "The mercy of the nations is a sin." All the good that they do for themselves. We can interpret that all the good that they do, meaning the acts of mercy that they do, as referring to their intention, which is called for themselves, meaning for themselves. This means that it is according to their own understanding and not as we were told to observe, according to the love your friend as yourself as a commandment of the Creator who created the world with the aim to do good to his creations. The mitzvot we were given are only to cleanse people by which they will achieve dvikut with the Creator. This will help them receive delight and pleasure, and they will remain in dvikut with the Creator. Two, when the friends unite into a single unit, they receive the strength to appreciate the purpose of their work, which is to achieve lishma. Also, the rule by which they were brought up is, as Maimonides said, women, children, and uneducated people are taught to work out of fear and to receive a reward until they gain knowledge and acquire much wisdom. They are taught that secret bit by bit. And since we must wait until they acquire much wisdom to tell them that they need to work in Lishma, and a great number among the masses naturally remains in Lolishma. And since the minority naturally annuls before the majority, when the friends wish to walk on the path that leads to Lishma, and to avoid annulment before the collective, then when the friends unite, and each one is dedicated to the others, and their aim is to achieve love of the Creator, which is the purpose, through the love of others, as it is written, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. It follows that by becoming one collective, although it is a small collective, they are already regarded as a collective, and this collective is not enslaved to the majority of the collective. Thus, they can work on love of friends with the aim to achieve the love of the Creator. Although the commandment to love your friend as yourself applies to the whole of Israel, the whole of Israel are not walking on the path of coming from love of others to love of the Creator. Also, there's a rule that when people unite, they absorb each other's views. And it's a matter of lishma. The essential aim of Torah and mitzvot has not yet been fixed in a man's heart, meaning that the main intention is that through observing Torah and mitzvot, they can achieve lishma. Hence, by bonding with others, the views of the others weaken his views of lishma.
We should remember that Torah and mitzvot means that I correct the mitzvot, tzivui, commanded to correct all my desires from in order to receive, to in order to bestow, and I corrected using the upper light called the light in it reforms. This is called the Torah. So I perform actions called mitzvot, commandments, and correcting from in order to receive to in order to bestow with the help of the upper light called Torah. This is the meaning of keeping the Torah and mitzvot.
For this reason, it is better to serve and to bond with the kind of people who understand that love your friend as yourself is only a means to achieve the love of the Creator, and not because of self-love. But his whole aim will be to benefit the Creator. Hence, one should be careful in bonding and know with whom one bonds. This is the benefit of love of friends in a special group, where everyone has a single goal to achieve love of the Creator. But when bonding with regular people, although they engage in Torah and mitzvot, but when they're not on the path of achieving the aim to bestow upon the Creator, since they were brought up in order to receive, called lolishma, hence if they unite with them, they will adopt their views and will say later that it is not worthwhile to walk on the path of lishma, because lishma is more difficult than lolishma, since lishma is against nature. For this reason, one should be careful not to bond with people who have not acquired much wisdom and have not come to know that the essence of the Lord, of the work, is for the benefit of the Creator and not their own benefit. But the matter of love your friend as yourself applies to the whole of Israel. Yet, we were given the keeping of knowing in advance with whom to bond. The reason is that before a person is rewarded with exiting his self-love, he always feels that it is hard. That is because the body resists it, and if he is in an environment of a group of people who are united under one view that considers that the goal and not the work, then his goal will not weaken in him. But if he is not always together with his friends, it is very difficult for one to hang on to the goal of bestowal. He needs heaven's mercy not to weaken in his mind, which previously realized that it was better to work and to walk on the path of the work of bestowal. All of a sudden, he gets thoughts that he is better to follow the crowd and one should not be an exception. Although while he was united with the friends, he thought differently. It is as we said above, while he is not bonded with the collective of the small group, he immediately surrenders to the collective of the masses and absorbs their views that it is enough to observe Torah and mitzvot in all its details and precisions, and to aim that we are observing the King's commandment, who commanded us through Moses and through the sages following him. We are content with this, since we will receive reward for this, and we believe in our sages who told us, you can trust your landlord to pay you for your work. And why should we think about anything more than that? As they say, if we observe this, we are content. It is as Rabbi Hananiah ben Akashia says, the Creator wishes to cleanse Israel. Hence, he gave them plentiful Torah and mitzvot. This means that all the Torah and mitzvot we were given are so that we may have a great reward. Thus, now the person has become smarter, that while he was united in the society, when he understood that one simply needs to work for the Creator and not for his own benefit, and should emerge from self-love and be rewarded with Dvekut, with the Creator. And although he saw that it was difficult to emerge from self-love, he realized that this was a true path, meaning that a person should come to work Lishma. But while he is separated from that society, he immediately falls into the majority view, which is the majority of the world. In other words, the majority of Israel has not yet come to what Maimonides said, until they gain much wisdom, they are taught that secret, which is the necessity to work Lishma. And when that person enters the society whose way is that it is necessary to achieve Lishma, the question arises, how did this person end up in such a place? And we must believe that it came from above.
Accordingly, we should understand why afterwards he drifted away from the society. We should say, as Baal HaSulam said, that when a person begins to walk on the path of Lishma, and certainly this aim comes to a person who is given an awakening to the path of truth, and afterwards, for some reason, he becomes negligent in this work and relapses to the path of the collective, he asks, why is he not given another awakening from above? He gave an allegory about this. It is similar to a person who is swimming in the river. Halfway across the river, he grows weak, and a person swimming next to him gives him a push, so he will start swimming by himself. The person who's trying to save him gives a few pushes. But if he sees that he is not participating, he leaves him and moves away. Only when he sees that when he pushes him, he begins to swim by himself, does he keep pushing him each time until he's out of danger. But if he's not participating, he leaves him. It's the same in the work. A person receives an awakening from above. So he'll come to a place where people work knowingly in order to come to bestow contentment upon the Creator. And a person's given several awakenings. But if he does not make an effort to achieve this, he finds excuses for himself and must escape the campaign. Thus, a person remains righteous. That is, by leaving this society, he is always right, and by justifying himself, he truly feels that he is righteous. Therefore, one must cling to the society. And since they are united, they are regarded as a collective too. However, there is a big collective, while his society is a small collective, and a collective does not annul before a collective. 3. There is a special power in the adhesion of friends. Since views and thoughts pass from one to the other through the adhesion between them, each is mingled with the power of the other, and by that each person in the group has the power of the entire society. For this reason, although each person is an individual, he has the power of the entire group.
Okay.
Rav, we can't hear you.
Questions? If they can't ask, I cannot answer. It's a problem.
It's possible to send written questions like we always do through Kapsil or Sviva Tova.
Sure, they can do it that way, and we will answer by voice.
In the meantime, we can try one of the groups.
Moscow 7.
At the end of the article, Rabash writes that a person has to adhere to the group. How to understand that I'm adhered to the group, or what's missing? In order for me to adhere to the group, how do we examine these things?
Yes, it's that you, after any criticism, any relationship you have with the group, you discover that you love them. That's all. It's like with kids. You don't like this and that they do. They nag and annoy you, but altogether they're very dear to you. That's how you measure it. This is called love covers all crimes. That there are many crimes among you, and you're not happy about a lot of their qualities, but still, you know, I love them, what can I do? You know? Because it's pieces of my own soul. With them, I come to adhesion with the Creator. And then I discover that the Creator connects us. After many years of exertion, and when we didn't make it, and we tried, and so on, ultimately, we have convinced the Creator that He has to help us. And then He does, and He connects us, and to the extent that we're connected by Him, we also feel Him in the connection between us, and specifically by being detached from each other, and then above the distance, connected to each other. Yet the distance, the gap remains, and then connection is now on top of it. So by that gap between the distance we had and the connection we now have, there we feel the Creator, and He becomes revealed there through these two opposite states. And that's how we achieve the goal. All right. Okay. Tel Aviv 1. Go ahead, who's there? Tel Aviv 1?
Hello, Rav. How do I know that the friends in the 10 are going for Lishma?
I don't criticize them. I check how I relate to them. If the Creator brought you to the group and He says, take it, then after that, I don't criticize what they do. I only criticize myself.
Why is it that people that I think about outside of the 10 that they're...
Outside of the 10, I don't check anyone. They don't exist for me. They exist only in a corporeal fashion of this world. That's it.
Inside the 10, I have to say the Creator brought him, so for me, he's aimed at Lishma.
Of course. What's the question?
Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
If I see friends that no matter how much I try to push them, they remain the same state, do I have to let them go? Or it's not up to me to let them go, to leave them?
I don't understand you.
Friends that don't keep the rules of the group
according to how you understand, maybe they do.
Okay, according to my scrutinies, but my question is, should I keep pushing them toward the goal or let them be?
If you exist in the group and they come to study and ultimately, all in all, in general, they follow externally everything they need to, you cannot leave them. You're forbidden to leave them.
What does it mean to keep things externally?
That they come to the lessons, they come to the gathering of friends, they, you know, you speak together several times a day when you gather in some Zoom meeting or something, and all of that, if you have connection with them, and they carry out these meetings and lessons, etc., you cannot leave them, because the Creator brought you to them, and you have to carry it out. And especially in our time, to be with the society is an opportunity. It's an opportunity that we've received in a very special way, that the Creator is literally pulling us to Him. Just pulling us to Him. And you're asking about this. I'm not paying attention to what anyone is doing. Besides, if he belongs to the same process, more or less, understands more or less, I can't do this criticism anymore. What's important for me is just to be connected to everyone who have some inclination to it. And trust me, you're in a special state. We're in a state called the Exodus from Egypt. And this Exodus from Egypt is not like the group of Abraham had. This is an exit of becoming the representatives for the whole of humanity. We are here as we represent all nations, all cultures, everything you want. And we all want to come out of our ego and connect to the Creator. And the Creator is doing it for us. Look at what He did, including this virus and everything else. It's all to our benefit. There's no coincidence here. And you're asking whether you can leave them or not leave them.
Thank you, Rav. That was really helpful.
Chadera One.
Good morning. How, on the one hand, do we influence the collective, and on the other hand, protect ourselves from their influence?
What are you talking about? Say it again.
How, on the one hand, in our dissemination, should we influence the collective, and on the other hand, protect ourselves from their influence?
What? The harabim, the many, the majority. We need to influence the majority, explaining to them what's going on. and do it as broadly and massively as possible. I'll tell you, I don't hear from them anything. I read some news. I hear the news. But their opinions don't influence me, because who are they? What do they understand? Who's connected to the upper force and can say what's going on? I just listen to the latest news, you know, what's going on in society, what's going on in the world. But other than the information only, just the information, and in a very narrow way, I don't take in anything from them. How will they influence me? In what way? Tell me. We need to influence them. Who understands what's going on besides us? They are just, you know, acting based on what they see every day. Only we understand that we're in a unique process here, that the Creator wants to show us how we were wrongly connected between us, and therefore by this virus he pushed us apart, and now we have to understand how we reconnect in a proper way. And if we will be ready to connect between us correctly, the virus will disappear. But we will already find ourselves in a new connection, new society, new kind of work, business. It's not going to be like it was before. So we have to explain this to ourselves and then to the whole of humanity, what the Creator demands from us, what the Lord wants from you, as it says, that He wants us, as it says, to fear Him, meaning to relate to each other in connection and love in order to find the qualities of bestowal and connection between us. And from love of the created beings to reach love of the Creator. We have to gradually explain this. And it doesn't matter whether you're in Hadera or Gedera. It doesn't matter where you are. In all languages throughout the world, we need to explain this. And it's not enough that you know it. You have to practically do it. That's why you exist in a corporeal world. You have to spread this knowledge everywhere, any opportunity you have. Belarus.
No.
Go ahead.
Раб, скажите, пожалуйста, что значит бросить товарища в реке?
Раб, what does it mean to leave the friend in the river if he doesn't respond? If he's to some extent with us, or how do you connect these things together? How do they go together?
If he comes to meetings and study and he's with us, and maybe he doesn't understand things that well, I'm forbidden to throw him away. I have to carry him more and more. And there's no such thing that he understands more or less what it means, the connection in the group. There are people, and actually lofty souls, great souls, who cannot comprehend, digest this idea right away, because they are heavy, heavy souls, with a heavy will to receive, that is. And that's why we need to carry them. We need to carry them. Like, think about the example of mountain climbers or or somewhere in the ocean, swimmers, you have to carry them, carry him, on the condition that he's with you all as much as he understands, as much as he understands. And if you cannot carry him with you, then you have to start, you have to assemble a meeting here and discuss it and see whether you are, whether it's worthwhile to do it or not. Maybe for him, look, Rabash basically explains to us, if he, only if he harms, really harms, but if he's, his behavior is more or less passive, leave it alone. Keep working with him, and you cannot get rid of him. You have to be cautious about this. Okay, besides Petach Tikva, we have Haifa 3.
Good morning. Does the connection between, is the connection with the friends, is the connection with the Creator possible only through the friends or directly too?
You, it's like turning the knob on the radio to be attuned to a certain frequency. You have to turn the knob to be aimed at the frequency or the radio station. So it only happens as you merge with everyone, with the right environment, with the other nine friends. You are the tenth, and you direct yourself to them. They are like the first nine sefirot, and you are below them. And you're trying to connect with this and this and this and this and that with all the other nine. When you connect with them this way, in a way that you're devoted to all of them and you want to support and help all of them, then through that, all of a sudden, boom, boom, and you are aimed at the Creator.
Thank you very much.
Okay, what else are we doing? Do we have a focus group? What's going on with them? Do we have one?
Focus group?
Do we see them? Yes, okay. They all fall asleep. Yuda is there. Okay, let's move to Petach Tikva 7. Petach Tikva 7.
He writes that the work in Lishma is harder than Lo Lishma. Why is it so? And where is that place called Lishma in our work?
We begin from Lo Lishma, meaning that we have some self-benefit in our inclination to the group. And yet we continue. We continue and keep going as much as possible, even though I still aim for my self-benefit as well. This is called Lo Lishma. Now, afterwards, by the light that reforms, which influences more and more, then we come to Lishma, where our intentions become completely towards the others, completely towards the Creator, and not at all to ourselves. This takes time. It takes years. These days, less, takes less according to what's happening between us, but still requires patience. And we had, okay, no.
We have Italy 4.
Where? Oh, okay, yeah, Italy 4. Italians. Buongiorno.
Good morning, Rav. Today something very strange happened to me. This virus caused us to corporeally be disconnected. Today, before the lesson, I really felt the urgency, the concern, the feeling, the need. I was really concerned for all the friends and the world Kli that they'll be on the lesson, and it was so strong that I couldn't fall asleep. I woke up really early and I couldn't fall asleep again. I was so concerned. And it's something that I never felt before.
I envy you. I envy you. This is a very beautiful feeling. I know what it is. But still, it's worthwhile for all of us to be envious at this. You hear everyone. This is called until I cannot sleep, until it doesn't let me sleep. We even have such a song, don't we? Yes, we do have such a song. We'll see if we can find it quickly and put and play it. Okay, we'll be happy to play it. In the meantime, I'm happy to hear this, and this is already a part of the redemption. Having such a concern for the friends is already for certain a big part of the redemption. All right, maybe we'll continue if they haven't found the song yet.
We can read the Arvut article.
Yeah.
So, moving to the Arvut article, Bala Sulam, you can find this on KabbalahMedia.info or in the ratings of Bala Sulam. The Arvut, item 25. ויתגלה כמו יום, הנה כתוב והכי תבוא, יומם ולילה, הוא ראשון והוא אחרון, הכל דיבור שלו, הוא מצייר את עולמי, הפרטים של נשמתי, הוא נסתר אחרי כולם, באוויר ביבשה ובים לא מניח לי לישון לא מניח לי לישון עד שיבוא ויתגלה כמו יום לא מניח לי לישון לא מניח לי לישון עד שיבוא ויתגלה כמו יום ונענה את הכלי מרעיד את עולמי הוא רוצה להתגלות רק שאני לא מוכן לראות לא מניח לי לישון לא מניח לי עד שיבוא ויתגלה כמו יום אומרים שאין עוד מלבדו שאין אחר ממנו שמנהל כאן את הכל אומרים שאין עוד מלבדו שאין אחר ממנו שמנהל כאן את הכל לא מניח לי לישון לא מניח לי לישון עד שיבוא ויתגלה כמו יום לא מניח לי לישון לא מניח לי לישון עד שיבוא